Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KMOX News Time is now 5:20. Good morning. I'm Stuart McMillan, filling in for Scott Jagow here this weekend. So more than a 100-year-old brick wall protecting a historic home in North City is going to be getting its own protection from crazy drivers pretty soon. The brick wall surrounding the Kalagi House in College Hill was erected in the early 1900s, and the bricks are a special size with a unique grayish color. They're imported from Germany. And in the last 15 years or so, the wall has been struck several times by uninsured drivers. And each time, owner Catherine Goins has had to fork up the money to pay for it to be mended. KMOX broke this story about the wall being struck back in March, and a GoFundMe account raised thousands of dollars to help repair it. Since that time, St. Louis City Alderman Rasheen Aldridge has been working to get new traffic calming elements installed around the historic home. The project will cost more than $100,000, including bump outs and ballards going there. I spoke with Mrs. Goins' daughter, Carmen Gamble, who grew up in the Kalagi House. She now lives across the street. And besides the upgraded wall protecting the house has been hit by bad weather the last couple of years and went without repair. Now, a new slate and copper roof has gone up and been installed. Workers will be finishing the work inside over the winter and hope to have things done by June of 2025. Here's my conversation with Carmen Gamble, College Hill.
Is this something that you all have had to get on your own, or is the insurance company stepping up and doing something?
The insurance company has Farmers Insurance, although it was a fight over the last 2 years. Finally, they have they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They were literally initially came back and said they'll replace the roof, a slate and copper roof, for I think it was around $30,000, which is just unheard of. But finally, after many conversations, multiple conversations, they are doing what they are supposed to be doing. And this is what insurance companies should be doing for those individuals that are paying premiums month after month. We're seeing a lot of the pushback from insurance companies as a result of the most recent hurricanes. And that, you know, is not just, you know, with hurricanes or people who are experiencing that most recently. It's our everyday individuals that are experiencing these type of pushbacks from insurance companies. So what I would suggest to anyone who is in a fight with their insurance company to do what their insurance company is supposed to do is fight, and don't let them tell you anything different than replacing whatever was damaged for its value.
And with it being such a historic home, the importance of updating it and keeping it for North St. Louis, tell me about that.
So that is my passion. Back in 2000, I was stationed at Fort McPherson in Atlanta, Georgia. My husband and I are both retired Army soldiers. My dad, who was the sheriff of the city of St. Louis, the first black sheriff of the city of St. Louis, had always told me growing up, but definitely when I was in Atlanta after I had gotten married, he said, you got to come home and you have to build across the street. And you have to, you know, we have to be with family. Everyone, we need to be very close with family. And at some point, you're going to retire. And he wanted us to retire here in St. Louis. But my dad had been telling me, along with a lot of people for years and years and years, we're sitting on a gold mine. This area is a gold mine. We're minutes from the highway. We're 15 minutes from downtown, 15 minutes from the airport. This is, you know, no one wants to sit in traffic, but everyone wants to, you know, be wherever they want to be within 15 minutes. And the property value here in North St. Louis at the time that we bought the land, we bought, my dad gifted us a piece of land that he had been holding onto for years. And then we bought a strip of land on both sides of it for $225. Through LRA. That land afforded us an opportunity to build our home. And that same dirt that we spent $225 for, if we had gone out to North St. Louis, North County, it would have cost us $50,000 just for the dirt alone. And so, but building our home in North St. Louis across the street from where I grew up has been my passion because I love this neighborhood. I love this community. I love the people who I grew up with, and those individuals who I grew up with are now, you know, living in their parents' home, or they're visiting their parents. And so it's a community, and everyone knows one another, and we feel protected, and everyone protects one another, and everyone waves, and it's and everyone maintains their property because we love what we have. And again, it's a hidden haven, but we were able to take this piece of land, and over the course of 15 additional years, acquire all the land around it. So now we have a little over an acre of land, and was able to put literally $1 million house on this property, along with, as I stated earlier, a basketball court, a tennis court, a swimming pool, and enough space to entertain all of our family and friends.
So let me ask you about the community a little bit. Are these the good old days, or was there a time where things were better, or looking ahead to the future? Kind of give me a sense of how things have been going mm-hmm. here.
So as any community, there's like an evolution of change. And yes, things go up and things go down. And there was a moment in time where there was a lot of crime. In this area, there was as homes became vacated by individuals or people who just came in and bought property but didn't really live here or didn't even live in the state, and they didn't have an eye on that property, and people were coming in and selling drugs out of the home. As more individuals like myself, you know, grew up and left and came back, and other residents' kids did the same, grew up and came back, we started to take control and formed our neighborhood associations. We had the Campaign for College Hill Association. Now we have the College Hill Neighborhood Association, and we're working with other associations such as Hyde Park, O'Fallon Park, the Fairground Park associations, all coming together for a common goal. So it's not just like us protecting College Hill, but us working now with other organizations, other communities, other wards, in order to have this holistic approach to not just put a Band-Aid on a problem, but literally we're going to put a tourniquet on it. And we're going to stop the bleeding, and we're going to stop it from within and take control. And we have taken control of our neighborhood.
Again, that is Carmen Gamble of College Hill.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.